GOP rips Biden's ridiculous 0% inflation spin. WH Living in Fairy Tale is Americans' Living Nightmare. By Joshua Klein on August 10, 2022. Following President Joe Biden's claim America experienced zero inflation this past month, Republican officials in the House and Senate derided the out-of-touch remarks, accusing the Biden administration of living in a fairy tale while Americans are living in a nightmare. On Wednesday, President Biden boasted that the U.S. economy experienced no inflation in the month of July, despite costs of goods and services being up 8.5% from the previous year. "I just want to say a number. Zero. Today we received news that our economy had zero inflation in the month of July," Biden stated during a speech at the White House. "0%," Biden repeated proudly. "Zero inflation last month." Though inflation of all consumer prices in July was flat from the previous month, due to a drop in the price of gasoline from June's record highs and a sharp decrease in the cost of airfare, inflation at the grocery store continues to rise, with prices up 1.3% compared with a month earlier and 13.1% compared with a year ago. In response, Republicans took to Twitter to slam the president's deceptive remarks. "Democrats want you to be complacent w/13% inflation since Biden took office. But here's the truth, it's still at a 40-year high," wrote House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. "They have no plan to end this new normal, the spending scam they're jamming will only make things worse," he added. "America can't afford Dem policies anymore." "President Biden just said our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July," McCarthy wrote in another tweet that highlighted the rising prices of gas, 44%, airfare, 27%, and groceries, 13%. "While you continue to pay for his failures, Biden owes the American people the truth about inflation," he added. "Only these reckless Washington Democrats could see another month of 8.5% inflation crushing American families and try to spin it as a win for themselves," wrote Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. "In Joe Biden's America, men are women. And 8.5% inflation equals 0% inflation," wrote Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN. "Ridiculous BS from the White House," wrote Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. "There's 8.5% inflation and basically everything anyone ever buys went up in price," he added. "This is just cruel gaslighting from the Biden admin." In another tweet, Cruz called attention to the rise in gas, 44%, and electricity, 15.2%, from last year, while noting that food is the most expensive since 1979. "The Biden White House is living in a fairy tale while Americans are living in a nightmare," he wrote. "The truth is that the Biden-Harris White House and the media think the people outside their elitist bubble are stupid. I have news for them, we are not," wrote Representative Byron Donalds, RFL. "No amount of spin or blatant lies can change the fact that inflation is still at record highs across the board," he added. "Inflation was up 8.5% in July compared to July 2021, wrote Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA. "The White House is literally telling us up is down. Be honest with the American people," he urged. "Inflation continues to remain at 8.5%. Yet President Biden seems to think that 8.5% equals 0%, wrote Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ. "Where are the fact checkers on this?" he asked. "Inflation was at 8.5% in July. Try telling the moms and dads struggling to afford gas to take their children to soccer practice, buy back to school supplies, and keep food on the table that inflation is 0%, wrote Representative Jeff Duncan, RSC. "Completely out of touch," he added. "Inflation remains the highest it's been in 40 years, and Biden's taking a victory lap?" asked Representative Mike Garcia, RCA. "Prices are up 8.5% from just a year ago. Families are fighting to put food on the table thanks to the failed agenda of this reckless, out-of-touch administration," he added. "This isn't a win. President Biden doesn't have any room to brag about inflation," wrote Representative Mark Green, RTN. "It's at a 40-year high and Americans are hurting. Stop with the smoke and mirrors already," he added. "Only the Biden administration would be celebrating 8.5% inflation, which is crippling families and businesses across America," wrote Representative Greg Murphy, RNC. Consumer prices are still 8.5% over last year. And inflation is at 40-year highs, but Biden's White House wants you to believe everything is fine, wrote Representative Yvette Harrell, RNM. Does your wallet believe them? She asked. Calling the White House claim patently false, Representative Kevin Hern, ROK, stated that either the White House doesn't understand what inflation is or they just don't care. That doesn't change the pain and hardship that Americans are enduring because of their failed policies, he added. We're more than 4x the normal rate of inflation, and the White House spin is, look everybody, 0% last month, wrote Representative Ralph Norman, RSC. Such BS. The president's comments come as the cost of rent also increased by 0.7% from the previous month and 6.3% from the previous year. He admitted the price of some items was up but noted core inflation was down and pointed to the news of jobs created in the month of July as more evidence the economy was improving. It underscores the kind of economy we've been building, he said. Biden cautiously said that inflation may be beginning to moderate but warned that global challenges like the war in Ukraine and more pandemic shutdowns could still hurt the economy. But his overall assessment of the economy was positive, even as more than two-thirds of Americans view the economy as getting worse. The economic plan is working, he concluded. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.